WebmasterRadio.fm has compressed thousands of podcasts and all of our radio shows into the ultimate internet marketer's knowledge base. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, absolutely free and now available for iPhone and Android users. Listen to our live broadcast at the push of a button or access our complete archive of shows, past and present, like SEO 101, Affiliate Buzz, The Shoe Money Show, The Daily Searchcast, and so much more. Download it from the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store today.
Welcome to Domain Masters, the longest-running podcast where we teach you to be the master of your domain.
Master of your domain.
We discuss domains from many different perspectives, including the legal rights of owners and trademark holders, domain values, and monetization strategies. We show you how to utilize domains to drive traffic to your business so you can gain favorable search engine rankings. We discuss power tools of the trade with the power players of the industry every week right here on Domain Masters. Please welcome your host.
The following is an encore segment of Domain Masters.
We have Jay Berkowitz with us tonight, who's our Chief Marketing Officer and the owner and operator and CEO of 10goldenrules.com. As promised, we're going to continue to do a 10 tips to help domainers monetize their domain names and bring their identities to life on the web and become more profitable with their domain names and find domain names of more value. And tonight we're going to go over 10 tips that should be interesting to all of you and then get to the rest of the show. Jay, are you on?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So we wanted to go right into our special 10 tips to help people do better on the web. What is the topic tonight?
Tonight I'm calling it 10 tips for domainers to find high traffic domains and to protect the traffic you have today.
Great. All right, let's roll right into them, let's go at it.
Okay, tip number one is a big one, and this tip is to purchase industry generic keyword domains. And this is a really expensive investment in a lot of cases. One of the examples, Monty, that you were involved in is the purchase of autos.com. This domain was purchased in 1999. And has just thousands and thousands of unique type-ins per day. A great domain like this is only available once, but there are some out there. Like, for example, Monty, I think you have cd.com, consulting.com, advertise.com for sale.
Yeah, that is correct.
And great domains like that are a really fantastic investment. It's something that you could actually build a whole business around. You could create branding around something like a cd.com or advertise.com. And generate a ton of revenue just off the traffic that that domain would generate. Pay for it over a few years and really build a brand around it. So that's tip number one.
Great.
Tip number two is that the great domain you want may be available for less than you think. You know, we talk to people all the time who think that once a domain's taken, someone's using it, and that's in fact not the case. Many people on the line today are holding on to domains, making money off the traffic, and all those domains, many of them are available for sale. We recently helped a couple companies purchase domains. One was a media company, and they were using the domain Axis Interactive Media, and their company is called Axis Interactive, and the previous domain was very long for people to type and remember, and most of the people were typing in Axis Interactive and going to someone else's website, and they were able to purchase that domain for just $600 and get a shorter domain on their email addresses and get the domain that people were looking for them under. Another case is a company that was launching a new soy-based meal replacement shake, and they couldn't find a .com and a trademark available in all the names that they were searching. And Monty was able to line up the domain revitalize.com for this company. It's short, it's one word, it's very memorable, and the brand has been a real big hit. It's been a big success. So tip two, the great domain you want may be available for less than you think.
That's correct. You know, if a domain name is registered, don't think that you should not try to pursue it. I made that point in our first show and our second show that, you know, if you're thinking about being online long term, that it's okay to spend a little bit of money to get the brand that you're going to build an identity and a business on long term. You know, it's just like buying a house and a piece of real estate. It's very similar in that, and you would not try to save so much money that it's not going to be valuable someday.
And both of those companies had some luck by letting Monty do the negotiating for them and keeping their brand hidden in the background. so that it was a fairly generic inquiry and keeps the price down that way. Tip number three is to create keyword-rich domain sites. And what this tip is about is the search engines like keywords in the domain names. It helps your performance in natural search. One of the examples we recently looked at is by typing the term diamond ring into Google. The first sites that come up are adiamondisforever.com, diamondsafe.com, diamondsusa.com, and diamondring.com. So part of the Google algorithm that determines which sites are going to place on the first page is the domain appearing in the URL, the keyword appearing in the domain name. So to do your research, there's a great free site available at Overture. And Brandy, I think you have that link. You can share it with everyone. It's www.content.overture.com. And you can click on the keywords tool on that site. And the keyword selector tool will show you, when you just type in a keyword, it'll show you the top terms that people are searching for across the entire Overture network. So it's a very valuable way to determine what are the top keywords you could put into a domain name to get that natural traffic and get the performance on the search engines.
Yeah, it's a great tool.
Tip number four is to protect your domain extensions. A common practice for domain imposters is to purchase yourname.info or yourname.biz, and they put up a search engine optimized site at those addresses. And when people are searching for your site or your product or service on Google or the other search engines, the competitors or imposter site will come up ahead of yours if they're better search optimized. So you can protect your domain by purchasing the most common alternate extensions to .com, the .infos, the .biz, the .us, and protect yourself from those poachers.
Okay.
Tip number five is to protect your domain name through misspellings and typos. Similar to the previous tip, a lot of people will type a name phonetically, the way they hear it, as opposed to the way it's correctly spelled. They'll sometimes leave out two L's or leave out two S's. So look for the common misspellings of your name, the phonetic spelling. Sometimes you want to get singulars or plurals of your name.
Both. Definitely cover yourself in both.
One of the examples we looked at recently was there's a very successful company online called eDiets. And eDiets, with an S, spends over $20 million advertising their brand on television and magazines and throughout the Internet. Another company has the domain eDiet, singular.com, and they get thousands and thousands of people to their website every day, and the first thing on their website is a link to eDiets, and they're getting paid for that traffic. So protect yourself by purchasing misspellings, typos, singulars, plurals. Tip number six is to think international. Another great way to protect yourself and to think outside of your current borders are to purchase country codes and extensions. Even if you aren't doing business internationally today, you want to protect some of those top other country extensions. Some of the top country codes are .de, which is Germany, .uk.
It's .co.uk, but yes,
.co.uk. .it is Italy. .us, obviously US, .japan is next in line, .jp.
And being a Canuck yourself, don't forget about .ca.
Yeah, that's really important. How could I forget that one? It's not on this top list, but I am a Canadian, and .ca, you know, a lot of North American businesses, it's a natural part of their business to be doing business right across the border to the north, and Canadians will type in, you know, your company, .ca, without thinking. They don't type in .com first. And another big one coming you want to watch for, and Monty will have information upcoming, is .eu, the European Union, and that's coming in February or March.
Yeah, that is correct. And of course, there's some new extensions that have just been pre-approved, which is .jobs, .mobi, .travel, .post, which is more for the Netherlands government. But those are great examples about, you know, that have to do with domain names that are domain name extensions that will be coming on board, which then leaves you back vulnerable to people cyber squatting on your brand or registering extensions on your brand if you don't cover yourself first. And you'll have the opportunity to do that.
So great opportunity to protect those in advance. Tip number 7 is to shop the drop. Every day, thousands of domains expire, and this is what's called the drop list of domains. And you can put in a reservation for domains by keyword on Moniker's homepage on the top left-hand portion at moniker.pool.com. Monty, you want to expand on that one a little bit?
Yeah, there's several drop services. We work with Pool, which is a network of over 60 registrars that all work together. And we work together as a group to try and capture domain names that are put in as reserved based off of keywords. There's other systems out there called, like NameWinner, ClubDrop from that Enom has, and Snap Names, and they all work very well. A lot of strategic clients try to cover themselves across all the drop networks so that they have even a better chance of covering themselves and capturing the name that they really want. And there's a lot of good names that are dropped every day. There's about between 20 and 30,000 domain names that used to be dropped. You know, some of the things we'll talk about in upcoming shows is the fact that Network Solutions has decided to hold back many of the expired domain names and has a pre-auction before those names are actually sent out to the pending delete pool. And we'll talk about how to access that network and take advantage of those opportunities as well.
So tip 7 is shop the drop. And tip number 8 is to put inactive domains up for sale. Monty, again, can help you by putting up a for sale sign on your domain name if you haven't activated that domain yet.
Or actually, if you're not going to renew it, you'd be surprised how many people, not to interrupt you, but how many people just let their names drop, and they know they're going to let their names drop 6 months, 8 months out. If you're going to let it drop, try to monetize those domain names by putting them up for sale, and you'll be able to get, it's possible you'll be able to get the name sold. And we do it every single day. I mean, there's literally hundreds of names sold that way every single day.
Everything's available at the right price, so tip 8 is put your domains up for sale. Tip number 9 is to learn how to monetize your domains, especially those inactive domains that you're holding on for the right time or the right business development opportunity one day. You can be putting up a pay-per-click page on that site. Monty, is loads.com still a good example of one of those?
CD.com is up on one of those pages. Loads.com is up on one of those pages as well. So is advertise.com. And they say that the name is for sale, and then they monetize PPC or, you know, pay-per-click advertisement links down below so that, you know, the name and the traffic from that name can possibly reap revenue for the domain owner.
What this is really all about is that every day millions of people type directly into the search, type directly into the browser bar. They don't use a search engine. They type in directly what they're looking for, add.com to it, and it get these sites get, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hits of direct type in traffic. So take advantage of it while you're not using those domains, and sell those links off of those pages. And tip 10 is similar to this tip, but it's around capitalizing on revenue opportunities on your existing domains. You can add banner ads and different type of links to other sites on your active websites, and using your site traffic to generate revenue. Sometimes people aren't looking for exactly what it is that you're selling, and you can prevent them from going to Google if you have the links they're looking for. Another tip is to utilize Google's AdSense program. What that is you're going to start seeing it more and more, is instead of a banner, people are putting 3 or 4 actual Google ads up on their website. And those Google ads are created by the AdSense system, and they're based on the keywords on your page. So people who are buying those keywords in the Google contextual network, you can now share the revenue when they click on those banners with Google, and everyone's happy. You know, your customers are finding what they want. You're making a little bit of money. Google's making a little bit of money, and everyone's a winner. So, Monty, that's the 10 tips, you know, to help domainers find great domains and protect the traffic they already have today.
Well, that's great, Jay. Thank you for those 10 tips. And we'll next week on the 5th, when we do our broadcast, we're going to do some more great tips to help people monetize their domain names and keep them elevated and more valuable in the search engines and more saleable.
Thanks so much.
Domain Masters will be back after this short break. Stay tuned.
You rely on your website to promote your business. And while you're busy doing what you love, you need a site that can keep up. GoDaddy Web Hosting is built from the ground up for lightning speed, reliability, and rock-solid performance. It includes over 150 free apps like WordPress and Drupal to build and manage your site. And with 99.9% uptime and industry-leading load times, you never have to worry if your site is up and running. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter code HOSTFM to get web hosting for $1 a month, plus a free domain. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, panda and penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple.
All you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
As a business owner, you labor for the love of it, and you don't always have time to worry about your website. With GoDaddy Managed WordPress, you don't have to. Simply create your WordPress site or migrate an existing site. GoDaddy will handle the hosting, setup, backups, and security, and keep your site running at blazing speed so you can share your passion with your customers online. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter code MANAGED to get Managed WordPress for $1 a month, plus a free domain. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the Entrepreneur Effect. On demand anytime, inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
We're back with more Domain Masters, where we teach you to be the master of your domain. Master of your domain. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
The following is an encore segment of Domain Masters.
Welcome to Domain Masters. This is your new host, Chef Patrick. I'm so nervous, I've got to admit. In fact, I'm so nervous. What I did today, I brought in a special guest, a good friend of mine for, wow, I think a couple of years now, is Morgan Linton of morganlinton.com. Morgan, if you want to say hi to everybody.
Absolutely, yeah. Chef Patrick, thank you very much for having me here. Really exciting to be here and exciting to usher in the new era here of Domain Masters, and looking forward to the first show.
Well, I wouldn't have it any other way, man. You've been doing an awesome job with the video. You've been doing video now for what, 2-3 months?
Yeah, I've been doing my show now, for about, I guess like 2.5 months now. I've been doing my show just about weekly, and it's been a lot of fun. Been pretty intense, a lot of learning experiences, but it's a lot of fun.
So, you're semi-used to this format, so hopefully I'll learn from you, but, you know, you're going to be coming on as someone as a regular. I think we talked about this, maybe twice a month?
Yep, absolutely.
So I'm excited. You're going to be, you know, I hate to say it, Morgan, but you're that geeky guy I rely on to be my
tech. That's fair. I never claim to be cool, so it's okay.
I'm the pretty one, okay? I'll be the pretty guy. You can be the geeky tech guy that keeps me in line when I go off track.
All right. Deal.
But But I know we got a great show. We're going to talk about the history of the Webmaster Radio, or I'm sorry, Domain Masters, that's been on webmasterradio.fm since 2004. We're also going to have Lori Ann Wardy from .co call in and discuss the phenomena of .co, which launched, what was that, yesterday, over 250,000 .co domain names have been registered in 24 hours.
It was an exciting day, actually. It was exciting. There was a buzz. There was a rush in the domaining community, I think.
No, I agree. You know, you've got your lovers and you got your haters, and we're going to talk more about that later on. Lori Ann hasn't called in yet. So let's just talk about the show a little bit. I mentioned that it's been on air since 2004. I talked to Monty Kahn, which I think everybody knows is the president and CEO of, or president of Moniker Snap Names. And he was the founder of the show. He actually created it. Brasco, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Domain Masters was only the second show to air on Webmaster Radio. Is that correct?
I think you are. Going back to my history, I missed the first, 8 months of the inception. Started in November 2004, and I believe, yes, they started, on a Tuesday? And his show was on a Wednesday, so it would have been, yeah, he would have at least been the second show that ever aired. And it was in the studios, the original studios of Webmaster.fm, way back when.
Wow. So it's a long time. I mean, you know, Monty was definitely a pioneer. And he kind of, you know, handed the reins over to Victor Pitts, which Victor Pitts did a phenomenal job. And you'll say the same, Brasco. And even you too, Morgan, you know Victor very well.
Absolutely.
He was on 2-3 years.
I like the sound effects.
I produced all his shows. Sorry, Patrick. I hold a torch for the man.
That is awesome. No, I do too. I think he's done a phenomenal job for the industry and the show. In total, 228 episodes have aired of Domain Masters.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping I can get at least 50 to 100, and we'll see what happens. But I don't know. Morgan is going to be a good help for me. We're going to change the format a little bit, like we kind of did 2 weeks ago with Victor Pitts, where he introduced me onto the show. We had a co-host like you, Morgan. And I'm going to bring in Andrew Allman of DomainNameWire.com, a very respected individual and blogger in the industry. Adam Strong of DNN, DomainNameNews.com, another well-respected person in the industry. I've talked to Ron Jackson of DN Journal, and he's going to come on quarterly and give us an update of domain sales and the pulse of the industry. I've got so many friends in the industry, which is a really good thing. I'll be able to pool our community together and get them to co-host. I mean, really, that's what it's about. It's just about communicating, have a conversation back and forth, giving our views and opinions of what's the pulse of the industry.
Are you typing back there? You chatting?
I'm typing. I'm trying to. I had an email for Ian real quick. I know she was. She kind of fit us in. She squeezed us in tonight, and hopefully she'll be able to make it. But she had a very important dinner to go to for the .co. They're doing some type of big event. I'm not sure if they're in New York or Miami, but either way, it's pretty cool what they've done over the last 24 hours.
That must be exciting for them. It has to be like almost like a political campaign, like when your candidate wins or something, you know, after a day like yesterday.
They've done a lot of promotions, and I hope she answers the question, but I want to know how much they spent on marketing. I mean, I would.
I don't think she's going to tell us.
Well, you never know, right?
Yeah,
I mean, we can always ask.
We can always ask.
Fired from the radio show. It's now my show. So what's she going to do?
Great thing. Yeah, exactly.
So let's see here. I got some fun facts from Monty because I asked Monty. Obviously, he started the show, like I said, and I wanted to discuss the history. And I confirmed this with Brasco. There are over 2,000 downloads of Domain Masters every single week between iTunes, moniker.com, and webmasterradio.fm.
Believe it.
That is awesome. A lot. Let's hope, Morgan. Let's hope whatever you and me do, we don't drive that down to like 500, okay?
Yeah, boy, that's like a bar we have to keep. There's a lot of pressure there.
There is. We got to do it. So I just got a cue that Lori is – she called in, Brasco?
Lori, go ahead and say hello.
Hey, guys. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
We are great. We got you live right now on Domain Masters Show. Thank you so much for getting in and calling in. I know you have a dinner meeting to go to, so this was very appreciative for you to squeeze us in.
This is way more fun.
So what's the dinner? Is it some big .co celebration?
A little bit. No, it's sort of like a – it's not exactly a celebration, more of a planning for the next year and just looking forward to thanking folks for the past year. We're going out with our partner, Newstar, and our entire extended team. So we have about 20 folks to start, just to say thanks and to start really brainstorming at the highest level, like what we want to do for the encore as we go forward.
All right, Morgan, why don't you, you're an expert at interviewing people. We'll talk more about what you've done with your interviews, but why don't you ask Lori Ann some questions? I'm just in awe of what she's done over the last 24 hours to begin with.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, Lori, kind of the first question or first thing is congratulations. It seems like the launch couldn't have gone much better. And really my first question for you, I was likening this to a couple of minutes ago to a political campaign and almost like when your political candidate wins. And so, what was it like? Where were you yesterday? And what was it like during the day? What was the buzz like
at
headquarters?
That's a great question. And it's funny because we were just talking about this. We were all planning to be at the same place, but given how busy all of us were, I actually wasn't with the rest of the team. I was in New York. Here in Virginia, we had the Newstar team along with our CEO Juan and our COO Nikolai, and about 10 engineers huddled in a room monitoring the traffic, monitoring the queries, and we had an open call line with the registrars to be able to address any problems or issues or things, going down, and we had all sorts of contingency plans in the works. And luckily, knock on wood, we didn't have to. We really didn't have to execute on any. It went off without a hitch. Within the first minute of opening the system, we had over 8,000 names registered. I think within the first 5 minutes, we had about close to 40,000. And by the time 15 minutes had passed, we came close to 100,000. So it was a pretty exciting thing, and we were all like back and forth with instant messaging and emailing and calling all day long.
That's really exciting. That's awesome. And so then, after a launch like that, and it was very visible, and it was really exciting to see those numbers, did that meet your expectations? I know you guys probably had expectations for day one. Did you guys meet or exceed those expectations?
Well, it depends on if you ask the realist, the pessimist, or the optimist on our team. So
I'm an optimist.
I'm an optimist too. For the realist and the pessimist, we far exceeded everyone's expectations for the first day. I mean, for the first day of launch, we came close to 200,000 names registered, which is really pretty incredible. And even for me, I'm an optimist, and I would have liked to see more, but I always want to see more. But who doesn't want more, right? Give me more. But I think it was it's fantastic. We're very happy, all of us.
That's great. And so, how? Awesome. I'm sure you guys might talk about this at dinner, but how are you guys now marketing this to end users? Because I know that's part of your campaign. I know that the launch really is the end of the excitement that was leading up to the launch and all of the buzz, and now it's actually the launch and getting it out there. How are you guys reaching out to end users to get them to become more aware of .co?
That's a great question, and it's been a very big focus of ours from the beginning. And we really made an effort to not only engage the domain community, which is sort of the core of what we do, because obviously this is the community that really understands the value of a domain name and sort of the canvas that a domain name is for creating other things, which gives them value, which gives domain names value to the end user and to the business world. But we really were trying to infiltrate that business world directly as well. So, instead of sort of only focusing on the world we know, which is the domain world, we really did our best to step out and show up in new places. So we spent a lot of time at events that were outside of our typical industry comfort zone. So we were at places like Web 2.0, and we were at trademark conferences for the trademark owners, and we were at events that were focused on startups and venture capital and, you know, angel investors and small businesses and, you know, entrepreneurial venues of every variety. So our intention is to sort of hit the people who are trying to build businesses themselves to get them interested in .co domains so that we start seeing businesses being built. And that's part of the reason we had the pitch contest that we had and why we did a co-founders program to engage people to be building on the space. Because if, listen, let's face it, you guys have all seen it. I've seen it. If a domain extension is only filled with domain investors, there's nothing left. There's nothing left for a resale market. In other words, nothing's being built, therefore nobody's trading in the space, and it's just owned by investors. So the end users need to see usage in order for them feel like this is a space that applies to them. And so we want to make sure that there is usage, that there are developed names, because it's going to make the investment that everybody makes more valuable.
Awesome. So I'll see you there. I want to end on a one note. What is one thing or one piece of advice that you can give to the domain industry outside of .co? Something that you think somebody may not know.
One piece of advice, and it's not a domain industry a piece of advice. It's just like a life piece of advice.
No, domain industry, but not .co.
Okay. I guess my advice would be to keep your mind open and not, I guess, to never think you know anything. Always be looking for what you don't know to find new angles. Because I think when people assume that they know something, or they, you know, as soon as they hear somebody like giving a black and white answer, like, oh, that's good, that's bad, that's right, that's wrong, I'm always suspect, because I feel like there are so many grays and there are so many opportunities in every gray area, especially in the domain industry, that, you know, you need to keep your mind open, and somebody else's perspective may be completely different than yours of what you thought something was. And if you just would keep an open mind, you may shift completely and find opportunities that you completely would have ruled out if you were a black and white person. So keep your mind open. You know, don't say, I never rule out a whole, like, extension or a whole type of play. See, you test things out. Study them for yourself. Give things an opportunity and let the facts speak for themselves.
I think that's great advice. I really appreciate it, Lorianne. Again, I appreciate the time you took to be on the show. Have a great evening and best of luck with .co. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure to
Thanks
be here.
Thanks a lot, Lori. Best of luck with everything.
See you in August.
All right. Yeah. See you soon. Bye.
Bye. So I'm done for the evening. I don't know about you, Morgan. Where do you want everybody to check you out at?
These lights are, I'm getting cooked here. I'm sweating. You can check me out at morganlinton.com. It's easy.
Morganlinton.com. Thank you for being my co-host, and I look forward to...
Thank you. Maybe thank you so much, Patrick, for having me on here. I appreciate it.
Be the master of your domain. This is your host, Chef Patrick of ChefPatrick.com, signing off saying, be the master of your domain.
Yeah.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.